Sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening, and some of you are watching another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And hopefully, as a result of watching this show or listening to the show, your life is getting sexier and happier. That's really what it's all about. And today, I don't expect will be any different. As a matter of fact, today I have a really great show for you. I have a wonderful guest who is sitting right here with me, and her name is Sexy Chef Wendy. And Wendy is a chef who believes that if you cook together, you and your partner, your significant other, spend time in the kitchen dressed up as she's dressed up. She's dressed up in a kind of boudoir outfit, that you two can have an amazing re-sparking, or never lose the spark, let's say, in your sex life and in your connection together. Mm-hmm. So welcome to the show, Wendy.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to be here. I'm a huge fan of Lori Handlers. I just love your show, and I love your message.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. It is my pleasure. My message is transformation through pleasure. So you...
Perfect.
You're perfect for that. Exactly. So basically, you get dressed in a certain way, and everything takes place in the kitchen?
Just like magic, like that. You wear lingerie, and it all happens, which is kind of true, isn't it?
It is kind of true, even if you wear it under your clothes.
That's true. Yeah, that could be a little bit more enticing as well. But it's all very sexy and fun, and just bringing sex and romance back into the kitchen through just cooking and being playful with one another.
I think that's great. I think playfulness is a lost art.
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways. So is good.
Yeah, we tend to take ourselves a little too seriously as we get older. And, you know, it was fun being a kid and playing. But now we're adults, so we get to have adult play, which is even more fun.
Yeah. Although I am not a cook.
Right.
So we're going to talk about this in a second.
Okay.
The fact that the person I'm seeing said, oh, you're interviewing Sexy Chef Wendy.
Right.
Let's do that. And I'm like, I'm not at all interested in cooking. But
wow.
I have formulated something called the Gâté Dinner.
Okay.
In which I have a chef, and he prepares all this sensuous food, and we start with
lovely
dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually start with a ritual. And then the second thing that happens is dessert, and then there's wine, and then there's the rest of the food that
I
comes
love it.
And people rotate around the table.
Right.
So everyone gets a chance to eat food with and sometimes off of each set of partners, totally different switching. So I'm totally into what you're talking about.
And I love that.
I know the essence and sensuality of food.
Mm-hmm.
And also the senses of the smell and the sight and the beauty of it and the way
right
it can be prepared.
Right.
So I'm all in with you.
Yes.
Except for the part I put on the boudoir outfit and I wear my heels in the kitchen. I'm going to try it now because I know you.
Well, you know, honestly, think about it. I mean, who wouldn't? Tell me any man that would not love to walk in his house, and I don't care what your body type is or, you know, what you look like. It's just a beautiful thing for someone to take that time to look sexy for you. If he walks in and you're wearing heels and lingerie,
right,
and you're serving him dinner, I mean, trust me, you will have the command of the world, basically. You know, there's just
isn't that called eating out of my hand?
Eat out of my hand. My boobs.
Okay.
Anything you want.
Right.
Anywhere. I mean, it's not that complicated. And I'm not trying to simplify things, but I am in a way, because life is so complicated. And sex is a great thing, and it's easy to lose sight of that. Again, I have had multiple children. I understand. I get it. You know, running them around, all the sports, the activities. But you have to take that moment to keep yourself feeling sexy and mm-hmm. to keep your relationship alive.
Yeah, you have to have that spark.
Right. And, you know, starting with dessert is brilliant. It really is.
Yeah, because that's, first of all...
It immediately, activates the senses, you know, of sexuality, because
right.
it's playful, it's fun, it's not, you know, there's no rules. Don't confine yourself to what you have to do. And again, you said you don't want to be full, so maybe just make a beautiful bowl of soup and feed it to him. And in my stories, I really become very elaborate about maybe dancing for him, just being playful. Just make up little scenarios. And the more that you do it, just like anything, the more you practice, you become more creative.
Yeah.
And you open up yourself to all these beautiful possibilities.
Beautiful. Well, we're going to take a short break here.
Okay.
When we come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how you created this, how you created Sexy Chef Wendy.
Right.
You know, what your storyline is, who you were before, how this has shifted your life.
Great.
But we'll just leave people on the edge of their chair right now. So we'll be right back. This is Laurie Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness.
My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Hey, do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When? October 10th to 17th, 2015. Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica. We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and today I'm interviewing sexy Chef Wendy. And we just ended our last segment, and I said to Wendy, we're going to talk now about how you got to be where you're at, like what happened before, what's happening now, how has it changed your life. So, Wendy, how did you formulate Sexy Chef Wendy? Did you love cooking, or, you know, did you fall onto it? You know, what happened?
No, I love cooking. I grew up in a family. My mother and grandmother are gourmet chefs.
Oh.
And I actually grew up sitting on the countertops of the kitchen and watching them cook. I grew up in a home that had every kind of fruit tree. My mother had herb gardens, vegetable gardens. So I had complete access to this beautiful organic food and watched my mother cook. And I actually was given an assignment, a weekly assignment, when I was 12 years old to cook for the family. And the extended family. So it was my mother and father, mm-hmm. my sibling, cousins, grandparents. And it was wonderful because I really learned, and watching my mother be a gourmet chef and prepare these beautiful meals, and I would set the table and imagine just like a perfect, beautiful environment. And so it was just innately ingrained in me as a young girl. So Sexy Chef was created from my own life experience, which was growing up with chefs and understanding the beauty and sensuality of food at a very young age. And then as a young teenager, I started modeling and had the opportunity to travel the world. And in doing that, you know, I lived in these little tiny model apartments that were not very glamorous, with a teeny kitchen. But the one thing that I had to offer everyone else, we were all young kids basically, you know, I could cook. So I would always, it was beautiful to be in Italy and walk downstairs and grab fresh pasta and cheese and, you know, all the fresh herbs. And I would go in my teeny kitchen and cook. And I noticed that every time I cooked, everybody gathered around and they started conversing. And it just was a very natural way for people to be together. And people laugh and, you know, use their body language and become really themselves. And
yeah.
To me, it was a very sexy experience. It just, you know, it's a very sensual thing. So I took that, and then further in my life became a mother. But I always continue to entertain throughout my whole life and cook for big parties, small parties, and I've used it as a tool to bring people together. And
yeah.
I've also used it as a tool in my relationships to seduce men. You can seduce anyone with food. You know, just the if you're using fresh foods and spices and herbs, just the aroma literally, you know, takes over your home and kind of, I imagine, sort of like just wrapping around someone and pulling them to you. So it's really learning about certain foods that have those sensual mm-hmm. effects.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, a couple things come to mind. One is about baking an apple pie before someone comes to look at your house.
Yes.
You know, if you're going to sell the house, like the house that smells like apple pie
right.
definitely sells.
Yes.
So I understand
that. It's a
warm
feeling.
And also, I've done shows before about the sensuality of different foods.
Right.
The way foods look, the parts of the body that they affect. So they say that men go crazy about pumpkin.
Yes.
Like, one of my guests said once that you should put pumpkin butter on your legs.
That's a very good idea.
I'm just saying.
And you know, I could take it a step further, and maybe while you do that, serve him some watermelon, because men like to just go down to the grind, and there's a Viagra effect in watermelon. It's the king of fruits. So
really,
you know, there's many correlations between food, aphrodisiacs.
Yes, foods. Yes.
But you're so correct. And now you see these cartoons where you see the apple pie being baked and you see the smoke kind of wrapping
around
and pulling people in, and that's I have this imagination like that. That's when I'm cooking. My purpose is to bring you in and captivate you.
Beautiful. And so I imagine that your kids are also, they also benefit from this, from
they
the fact
do.
That you're such a great, and I imagine their friends saying, we want to go to your house.
Yes.
Your mom's such a great cook.
Yes, they're the lucky beneficiaries too of my constant, reinventing new recipes. But yes, and I think it's really important. I love that they get to experience that and they all cook as well.
That's amazing. I don't come from that kind of family. So
right.
I'm sitting here just in my mind imagining how it would be if my mother had been a great cook. She wasn't.
Right.
She cooked everything plain, and I'm the receiver of that. So my partner, my current partner, mm-hmm. said, I'm so excited that you're doing this show with Sexy Chef Wendy, because...
He's smart.
Hint. I want us to go in the kitchen and make something together. And I was like, I have no interest.
Well, you know what? I think that maybe you should sit up on the counter and just be your wonderful, sexy self and maybe direct him to cook for you.
I could do that.
And you could direct him.
I could wear a beautiful negligee.
Right.
And I could say, okay, I want you to cook for me. I mean, basically, he loves to cook. But he uses so many spices that I can't, I have had to say many times, no.
Too strong.
Too strong for me, too much spice or...
So, in a very playful way, you can redirect him. You don't have to make him feel bad because it's wonderful that he loves to cook for you. So
he does.
Just, even it would be fun for you to take some products and put them out and say, here, cook something with this. If you like coconut or pumpkin or whatever you desire,
sure.
Lay it out and let him come up with something. And cooking is, it's not an exact art. It is just an art that anybody can, you can play with flavors. There's no rules. That's the other thing I love about cooking, because my philosophy in life and sex, no rules. And it's just another way for you to engage and laugh and taste the different products together and be sexy.
That's awesome. Well, I want to get some tips from you for the audience.
Okay.
There are people, most of my audience is women.
Right.
But there's a great also percentage of my audience that are men. And not everybody in my audience is straight.
Right.
People have different sexual preferences.
Absolutely.
I have shows about every aspect of sex.
That's great.
So today we're really focusing on in the kitchen.
Right.
Cooking for one another.
Right.
Cooking together, or one person cooks or the other person.
That's right.
The other person sits on the counter. That
right.
would be me.
Right. Okay. And you know your role. And that's, everyone has their role. But you could still engage while he's cooking.
I'm the one drinking the champagne or the red wine, and I'm going, oh, yeah.
You could slice the strawberries and throw them in.
Oh, yeah, I could do that.
Yes.
I could do that. Mm-hmm. Or the pomegranate seeds. Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So a few tips. We've just given a few, in terms of champagne and pomegranate. But what if you don't have alcohol, or you're somebody who can't drink?
Right.
Or whatever. What are a few other tips? We said already start with dessert.
Yes,
I think that's a
great idea.
We love that
one. Yes. Or sometimes just only have dessert.
Yeah, I love that.
Dessert and then dessert again with each other. In bed, take the dessert up to bed with you.
Exactly.
Or do it in the kitchen. Play with it in the kitchen. Your food and... have your sexual experience in the kitchen.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that. I was going to say, and... what about having sex in the kitchen?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, it's just being spontaneous and playful.
Good, good.
We're expected to do certain things, right? We have to have breakfast, lunch, dinner. We're supposed to have our first course and then dessert at the end. Well, we're not playing that way right now, because we're bringing our romance and sexuality back together. We're learning how to be together. And so... you can have sex in the kitchen. You don't have to be in your bed, and you can, you can be half dressed, half not dressed. You can blindfold him. You can, you know, another fun thing actually is to blindfold one of you gets blindfolded and taste the food and guess, you know, guess what it is, and then use it on your body as well.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, to me, that one of the hottest scenes in a movie was in 9 1/2 weeks.
I know, fabulous.
That
movie.
Was a fabulous movie where he's serving her everything out of the refrigerator, and she has no idea what's coming next.
Exactly. And so I make my own curry. I blend it myself, and I like just to be fun. I put it out each spice in a separate bowl, and I like to have people guess what it is. And again, it's fun and playful. It engages. Mm-hmm. And it wakens up your senses. You know, it just does. So it's just, again, not really following the rules of how we're supposed to behave. 9 1/2 weeks is a perfect example. And, you know, I think it's more fun to have sex in other places in the bedroom.
Amen. That's a big tip right there.
It's a little bit
whether
more...
it has to do with food or not, it's a very big tip to go to other places.
Right.
In the house, other places outside of the house. And to actually put the kids somewhere else that night. And the pets, maybe, even.
And, you know, it's...
In my case, it would be the pet.
The pet. You don't want the pet to watch.
No, the pet just gets too much attention.
Okay. So the pet needs to go
on a walk. The pet has to go.
Maybe a dog walker. I don't know what kind of pet. Cat walker. But
dog.
And the fun thing about this is that it's great to be spontaneous, and it may completely take your partner off guard if you've not done this before, which makes it even a little more enticing and exciting. You know?
Listen, with people like me, if you're out there, you're listening to this, and you do not cook very much, you know, you make like basic standard things, and that's it. You're not really much for the kitchen. If you did this, because I know for a fact, if I did this, my partner would wig out. He would be so excited. It would even if we didn't have sex in the kitchen, he'd probably say this was the best sex he ever had in his whole life.
Right.
So that's what
You know, one of the things that I noticed that you've said several times is, you know, you don't cook, and maybe people don't know how to cook. It seems very complicated, but I beg to differ. You could go through some of my recipes. You can really make something that appears to be very gourmet, no joke, in 20 minutes. You can lay something out that food does not need to be overcooked or slow cooked. You can just easily cook it with fresh herbs and spices. And then taking the time to plate your food as well. This is a big part of Sexy Chef, by the way.
The presentation. Okay.
So again, no rules. I don't like rules, in case you haven't noticed. So, you know,
a person after my own heart.
Take
a
martini glass and put some candies in it, or you know, take a bowl that you would normally put a salad and put a dessert. Just switch it up. I love to use flowers in my food. I particularly love orchids. I just think they're absolutely gorgeous, and mm-hmm. they're very clean. They look nice on a plate. And you can buy a stem of orchids for $6.
Those little purple and white ones.
$6.
Sure.
It's so, and it has about, you know, 20 flowers on it.
Sure.
So it lasts you a long time. So you don't have to break your bank to make a beautiful gourmet meal. You just have to understand how to cook, and that's where I step in. And my recipes are very easy, but the food does not appear to be simple. It appears to be gourmet. And it is, in a sense.
That's wonderful. Well, okay, we're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, we're going to find out how do people get in touch with you, how do they get your recipes, how are they going to find out about these things? Because I don't want to leave them in the lurch, like, oh no, she left us, we want to do it now, but how are we going to do it? So
I'll never leave. I'm always here.
So you're listening to Sex and Happiness, or you're watching Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and today I'm talking with Sexy Chef Wendy, and she's really making the case for how important and sensual food is. You're going to eat anyway, so you might as well eat and make it sensual, have orchids, have whatever. And break the rules. I like that. This is a woman after my own heart. We'll be right back.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lodihan today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lodihan CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Wow, sex magic. Lori Handler's sex magic.
The workshop is really, really amazing. And we were able to create and generate this intense energy in a space of safety and love and abundance. And the magic really happens when she is free to let
amazing.
Go.
That's pretty creepy.
That shouldn't be called sex magic. It should be called sex
miracle. That she's the strongest facilitator that I've had the experience with, and there was not a moment when I didn't feel safe or not supported. She was with us individually and as a group the entire time, so that allowed me to go deeper than I've ever had.
Where my lover got to come and orgasm over and over and over again. She was loud as anything, and she was like a wild animal, untamed and free.
It just will bring you into such deeper places within yourself so that you're able to share with your partner.
Sex magic, I'm still feeling it. It was beautiful.
What an amazing course, if I say so myself. But of course, you've just heard the testimonies. For more information, go to butterflyworkshops.com, click on workshops, and find out more about sex magic. It's magical. So we're back with Sex and Happiness. I'm Lori Handlers, your host, and today I'm talking with Sexy Chef Wendy. So Wendy, we need to find out how to get in touch with you. Where can people find your recipes? How can they see you live in the kitchen or, you know, like that?
Well, if you visit my website, www.sexychefwendy.com, there is a row of icons that will take you to my YouTube station, which has cooking videos and tips. All of the social media, and then as you go through my website, I have a part called Food and Experiences, and it has all of the recipes, and it also has some sex stories to give you ideas.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
So people don't even have to be that original.
Not at all. I have it all mapped out for you.
That's great.
I also blog. I have many stories that you can go through and just, you know, pull out some ideas here and there. But again, if you need to be walked through it, it's all spelled out for you on my website.
That's excellent.
SexyChefWendy.com.
SexyChefWendy.com. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been wonderful interviewing you, and I got some ideas. I think I'm going to break my rules.
Great. And then I need to learn more about your tantric sex techniques.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about
that. It's a given. Okay, everybody, please tune in next time when I will have another amazing guest that will make your life happier and sexier. That's what it's all about. This is Lori Handlers signing off for today.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to-